It is 1:30. This is KYR 89.1. I'm Daniel Breen. We are interrupting our regular programming this hour to bring you live coverage of Governor Asa Hutchinson's latest daily briefing on the coronavirus outbreak here in Arkansas. At yesterday's briefing, Governor Hutchinson said the state has 3,017 cases of the coronavirus confirmed, with 50 people having died from COVID-19. Today, the latest update from the health department shows the number of cases has grown to 3,069, and the number of deaths from COVID-19 has grown by 1 to 51. Today's briefing comes one day before Governor Hutchinson is expected to announce whether he will reopen restaurant dining rooms by May 4th. May 4th is his target date to, as he says, start lifting some restrictions that have been put into place because of the coronavirus pandemic. Beginning tomorrow, when Hutchinson is expected to announce whether he will lift restrictions on restaurants. After that, he will be announcing pretty much every day for the rest of this week and into early next week whether he will also be lifting restrictions on other businesses by that target date of May 4th. Hutchinson's expected to announce his decision on gyms on April 30th. That's Thursday, the day after tomorrow. Barbershops and hair salons on Friday, May 1st. And he said last week that he will announce whether he will allow places of worship and larger venues to reopen by May 4th on May 4th itself. That's when he will be announcing whether that will happen. And these are all predicated upon the Trump administration's plan called Opening Up America Again. That is a three-phase plan that gives states a little bit of ground groundwork, I guess you could say, just guidelines on best practices to follow, certain criteria that the states should meet before they consider reopening certain things. With some of their criteria, though, the state doesn't look like it's going to meet by May 4th. Criteria like decreasing numbers of cases of the coronavirus and decreasing numbers of cases of influenza-like diseases. Those need to be on the decline for 14 days before the Trump administration's phase one plan can be introduced. Arkansas is likely not going to meet that requirement by May 4th, but we've heard again and again Governor Hutchinson and Health Secretary Nate Smith saying that the Trump administration guidelines are just that, they're guidelines, and the state can make the decision on what is best for the state. We have actually seen the state go beyond what the Trump administration does recommend. In the phase one guidelines is included that elective surgeries can resume, and now the state, of course, has not met all the phase one criteria yet, but on Monday we did see the state lifting a ban on certain elective procedures that, of course, comes with some stipulations. You have to have had a coronavirus test within 48 hours of your minor procedure and other certain things like that. Again, we are listening to live coverage of Governor Asa Hutchinson's briefing on the coronavirus outbreak in Arkansas. This is 89.1 KUAR Little Rock. We are awaiting Governor Hutchinson to come to the podium, and here he is now, and we will go live.
I have my A-State Red Wolf mask today. Is that what you don't have that on, do you? But I appreciate Dr. Kelly Danfus sending that to me. Proud to wear that today and getting a little collection of face masks, which I will utilize. Good afternoon, Eddie. Good to see you. And I also wanted to recognize Sig Sauer, one of the early businesses that we recruited to Arkansas up in Jacksonville, hired well over 100 employees. But Sig Sauer donated 2,000 masks to Arkansas Food Bank. And they brought me a little sample of that. But we appreciate Sig Sauer supporting our food banks that are on the front line of this battle. These are, by the way, KN95 masks that they received and donated. In terms of our cases today, and by the way, welcome everyone to today's daily update on our COVID-19 healthcare emergency that we're going through. Yesterday we had 3,017 cases in Arkansas. Those cases are up 94 today. It's an increase of 94 of those 20 are in the Cummins, the correctional facilities, and 74 are out in the community. So today we have 3,111 COVID cases in Arkansas. In terms of hospitalizations, those are down 5 from 109 to 104. In terms of deaths, we've increased by 2, and so we have 52 Arkansans that have died from the COVID virus in Arkansas. An interesting note is that we've had 159 recover from COVID-19 over the last 24 hours. So if you compare those that are new cases of 94 with those that have recovered, which is 159, you can see that our actual cases are going down, which we're very grateful for. I did want to recognize, of course, Dr. Smith, Secretary of Health, that will be commenting on these shortly. And then we also have Secretary Hurst, Secretary of Department of Parks, Heritage, and Tourism, that will be joining me in an announcement shortly pertaining to our state parks. I did want to, because testing we've talked about for a couple days now, and you know, there's discussion about when are we going to be able to say we have tested 2% of the Arkansas population. Well, I've talked to Dr. Smith, and with our current testing capability, we can say in May we will reach the 2% threshold for our Arkansas population, which is right around the corner. And also, I've received confidence and assurances from the White House that they're going to supply what we need in terms of testing equipment to meet that 2% threshold in May and continue that through June. I'm confident that the supply of testing material will increase. It's accelerating every day through our commercial labs. We're working closely with our clinics and hospitals as they adjust to elective procedures to make sure they have the backup so that they can do the testing that we've asked them to do in our more urban settings. I want to remind everyone that tomorrow we'll have an announcements in terms of restaurants and whether at what point in time we can lift the restrictions on our restaurants to in-service dining. Today, I did want to go to the charts just to bring everybody up to date. Here are the number of new COVID-19 cases in Arkansas. We show this every day, starting back from March 11, sequentially as to the number of new cases. And you can see in the last few days, we've had, 110 cases. We've been down to about 70-some cases today. It's about 90 new cases. You can see, of course, the breakdown from the Correctional Institute to those that are in the public. If you go to the next slide, this is the 7-day rolling average of new COVID-19 cases in Arkansas. And you can see the trend line of the 7-day rolling average in the orange. And of course, we're pleased that the 7-day rolling average is pointing in the right direction, at least in the last few days. And then the next slide is the number of currently hospitalized COVID-19 patients. And the hospitalizations, both the cases and the hospitalizations will continue to increase in Arkansas. That's just the reality of it because we're doing more testing. And as you have more cases, then as there's going to be a certain percent of them that are hospitalized. And I say that about the number of cases, particularly in terms of the hospitalizations, you can see that it is flattened out, but we are going to have some hospitalized, but we feel comfortable with exactly where we are there. But in terms of what we are watching for the future, it has to be, our testing capability, whether we can make sure that we can do the contact testing that we need to trace any flare-up that we might have, whether it's a nursing home or in a prison or whether it be in a plant facility. The second part of it is what we are watching very carefully is community spread. And whenever you look at an increase in cases, you have to consider where are those cases coming from? Are they coming from a new flare-up in a community like we had in Heber Springs early on because of a church, which was clear community spread? Or is it an isolated incident? Is it in a confined environment like a prison facility? You know, where is it coming from? And what we want to watch is to, even though cases might increase because we do more testing, is it reflecting individual cases that we're managing, or is it indicative of a community spread? Those are things that Dr. Smith and I are watching. Now, in terms of an announcement that we wanted to be able to make in terms of lifting restrictions and hoping Arkansas can enjoy Arkansas more, this is the reason we have Director or Secretary Stacy Hurst here. If you'll go to the first slide, this is related to our Arkansas State Parks for Phase 1 opening. And I'm very pleased to announce that as of May 1, we will have our Camping for In-State Resident RVs open. And it's open to Arkansas residents with self-contained RVs, and there'll be contactless check-in and check-out. Target day, May 1, that's what we're opening our state parks up for, that purpose. In terms of future uses, if you go to the next slide, we'll have the opening in the following will be May 15th. So this is a May 15th, it's some time away. Actually, it's just about a little over 2 weeks away. But we'll have our restaurants and food service facilities, museums and exhibits, retail establishments in the parks, they'll be open, marinas and rental equipment. Now you might ask, why is it May 15th? Well, we want to make sure that the park personnel has adequate opportunity to have the protective equipment that they need. We want to make sure that they're able to get the park facilities open, we get our employees back and trained in the proper fashion. So it takes some lead time to open these facilities. We want to do it in the right way to protect public health, but we also want to keep let the public know that this will be available May 15th. And if you go to the last slide, it is same day, May 15th. This is for the cabins, lodges, and the rent a RV. Reservations are limited Friday through Monday to allow for cleaning in-state residents only. And so that's hopefully considered good news for our Kansans that enjoy our great state parks. And with that, I'll invite Dr. Nate Smith to come, and then Secretary Hurst to elaborate a little bit more on some of the things that I outlined. Dr. Smith.
This is Secretary of the Arkansas Department of Health, Dr.
Thank
Nate
you, Governor.
Smith.
I'd like to take a few minutes to go in a little bit more detail on the numbers. As the governor mentioned, we have 94 new cases from yesterday. Of those, 74 are from the community and 20 are from correctional institutions, primarily the Cummins unit. In fact, I think all of them are from the Cummins unit, bringing our total to 3,111, and our active cases are 1,913. Which is actually a decrease of 67 since yesterday. We have 104 hospitalizations, 20 individuals currently on a ventilator. That's down 5 from yesterday. As the governor mentioned, we have 52 deaths. That's up 2 from yesterday. And we have 1,146 recovered. That's 159 more than yesterday. As an update on the Cummins unit, we now have 860 total inmates who have been infected. That's up 4 from yesterday. And we have 51 staff. That's up 1 from yesterday. I do have an update from the Federal Correctional Institute in Forest City. We have a total of 87 inmates. That's up 8. And 12 staff. That's up 1. And as far as the nursing homes are concerned, we have 208 nursing home-related infections. That's up 5 from yesterday, and we're still at 115 staff. No change there. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over to the governor.
And I want to applaud Secretary Hurst and her staff at Department of Parks, Heritage, and Tourism. For the work that they've been doing for their study of the parks and making sure that they're ready to go. And also, Secretary Hurst is on our recovery task force, our economic recovery task force, leading one of the committees and doing an outstanding job on that. Secretary Hurst.
This is Stacy Hurst, Secretary of the Arkansas Department of Parks, Heritage, and Tourism.
Thank you, Governor. Arkansans love their state parks, and we know that because we track visitation, and we want to invite Arkansas residents back into our parks. We presented a phase one plan to Governor Hutchinson to gradually lift the public use restrictions that were placed on Arkansas state parks. This recommendation was reviewed and approved by Secretary Nate Smith before going to the governor for final approval. As you all know, Arkansas State Parks has been restricted to what's called day use only since April 3rd. But on May 1st, this Friday, our campgrounds will reopen for overnight use for in-state travelers that travel in self-contained RV units. The campground bathhouses will not yet reopen. Park staff are instructed to maintain a safe social distance between themselves and visitors, and also to encourage our visitors to maintain a safe social distance. We want everyone, visitors and staff, to remain safe. On Friday, May 15th, as the governor mentioned, we'll open use of our beloved cabins, our lodges, and other overnight rental facilities like yurts to Arkansas travelers. We plan to only take reservations for a period for Friday through Monday, and that will allow for safe and appropriate sanitation between rentals. We'll have limited food service available, marinas and rental equipment will be available again, as well as all of the amenities that our customers have come to enjoy about our beautiful Arkansas State Parks facilities. I will tell you that our superintendents and our staff are excited about welcoming visitors to Arkansas State Parks. Full detailed information will be available on social media and our website. Of course, if these measures become problematic or dangerous in some way within our state parks for staff or for visitors, we will certainly re-examine these measures and make new recommendations to the governor. Thank you.
Thank you, Stacy, and I'm really glad that you emphasized that even with the limited opening of our state parks and lifting some of those restrictions, that we still need to socially distance. We still need to, if you can't socially distance, you need to wear masks. And this is important for everybody to understand. I remember before we actually closed some of our state parks that we really had some issues on some weekends that there was too much congregation, there were too many people in close contact with each other. And, it really makes it awkward for our park rangers to have to strictly enforce it, which they will. They'll go out and remind people to socially distance, but we want to encourage everyone to be careful and mindful of this because we want you to enjoy them. But at the same time, we've got to stay healthy and we've got to make sure that we don't have to take a step backwards down the road just because people are not doing what they need to be doing. With that, let me turn it over for any questions.
I guess, how do we go about proving residency for state park usage?
Well, when they check in, they usually give where they're from, and so it's a check in that fashion. In addition, the park rangers can go by, and if they see an out-of-state tag, it's obviously an opportunity to go and have a conversation. And so there's some nice ways to enforce that.
What about for newer residents of the state who may not have new driver's license, things of that nature?
Well, that's what happens in a conversation. That's why I expect our park rangers to go in there and have a conversation. They say, well, we just moved here. We'd probably say welcome. Stacy, do you want to add anything there?
Parks, Heritage, and Tourism Secretary
Stacey
Hertz.
I will add that we have an online reservation system, and our staff is looking now to see if there are any filters that might capture out-of-state reservations. We can make phone calls and send emails. If someone does make a reservation from out-of-state, we can send a cancellation notice via email and potentially catch that on the online reservation system. But again, when they we have a contactless check-in system set up, and we'll have staff going around the park to monitor it. Thank you.
Another parks question. In terms of the restaurants, what restaurants are there that are associated with state parks, and what type of safeguards are you going to have in place in their restaurants?
We'll certainly follow the safety recommendations from the Department of Health and the CDC, and we'll take every precaution necessary to protect our staff and our visitors, our customers. All of the lodges have restaurants, and there is a few small cafes in addition to that.
There were also some specific parks that I think were closed, like Pinnacle Mountain Trails and things like that. Are those still going to be closed, or what?
There are some select high-use trails that have been closed, and those will remain closed for now. And we'll continue to look at those restrictions and see where we can lift them.
If you're opening restaurants in the parks, is it safe to say tomorrow that you'll announce you're opening restaurants in the state?
I think you have to wait and see tomorrow. But there is something unique about our state parks and how they serve and how they do things. So I wouldn't necessarily tie those two things together in terms of the dates. Tomorrow we've certainly, and we're still working on it, we're still working on exactly what kind of requirements should be in place for restaurants. We're talking with the hospitality industry and getting feedback. And so let's wait till tomorrow, but we're continuing to look at the numbers. So I wouldn't necessarily correlate what we're doing today with the state parks with what we'll announce tomorrow, but we're working on it.
Exact number on how many people are doing some of the contact tracing in the state right now?
Dr. Smith?
Health Secretary Dr. Nate Smith.
We're continuing to expand our staff, train additional individuals. We've had some volunteers as well. I don't have an exact number for you today, but I will tomorrow.
I guess down the road, are we looking to keep expanding that number of folks?
Yes, we will. We'll keep expanding it as much as we need to. We have a target in mind, but it's going to depend on how many new cases we have, and also how effectively we're able to use technology to conserve staff time. Also, that brings to mind, I said that I would give a follow-up on our convalescent plasma program yesterday, and I forgot to give that in my remarks. So we've had 30 donors, and we've had 13 who have received one or two units. We have a supply as well. We're stocking up so we can be able to help as many patients as possible. And again, this is taking plasma from people who have fully recovered from a COVID-19 infection, and it's really the antibodies in that plasma that that we believe are helpful to very sick patients. And we have had a number of very positive results. There's ongoing clinical trials. UAMS is starting enrollment for a clinical trial of convalescent plasma. So hopefully we'll have more than just anecdotes. We'll have some more definitive evidence for that in the future.
And let me add that I've assured Dr. Smith that as he needs more resources in any area, but particularly in contact tracing, that those will be available to him. It's a high priority. It's about him recruiting the right people, the talent, and training them, but the resources will be there. Do we have any questions from remote?
Governor, this is Andrew with AP. I had two questions. One would be if they're more specific on the restaurants at the state parks, what the capacity limit was going to be under the reopening plan, And also on the restaurant decision you're going to announce tomorrow, have you gotten much or any feedback from mayors around the state on whether they think any of these restrictions need to be lifted or eased?
Yes, and let me try to answer that first part, and you can supplement it, Secretary Hurst. In terms of our restaurants at our state parks, they will be subject to the guidelines of the Department of Health, and some of those guidelines will be issued for restaurants in general that you'll see in the coming days as those restrictions might be lifted. And then in terms of the state parks, if there's anything unique to their restaurants, they'll be subject to the same Department of Health guidance. And Andrew, what was the second part of your question? That was about the mayors. And in terms of the mayors, I do talk to Mayor Scott here in Little Rock. I just talked to Mayor Baxter in Mulberry today. So I do enjoy having those conversations with mayors across the state. And they all have differing views. Some would like to see the restaurants and barbershops in their community open yesterday. Others would like to see it delayed a little bit. All of them want to see them reopen. It's just a question of what is the specific time frame. And the other feedback I get, by and large, is that they understand the need for a statewide policy. You know, there's some discussion about that, but that's the understanding that I get from the majority of the mayors. Did you have anything to add there, Secretary Hurst?
Secretary of Arkansas Department of Parks, Heritage, and Tourism, Stacey Hurst.
Thank you, I'll just say that our state park lodges, the restaurants there, primarily serve the visitors, the guests that are staying in the lodges, but they do invite some public guests as well, people that come up from the community. So we will certainly work with the Department of Health and are in close communication with Dr. Smith and his team on what regulations need to be put in place.
Another question remotely, if there is one.
Yes, Governor, this is James White at the newspaper up in Harrison. I'd heard a story on NPR this morning that in the Monday afternoon phone call you mentioned yesterday, President Trump had encouraged governors to open schools up again before the end of the academic year. Is that true? And if so, what was your response?
Well, the comment actually came in form of a question. You know, are any of the governors thinking about opening up schools? That was the question. And of course, the response is that we've already made a decision to close the schools this year. And even if we decided at this moment it is safe to reopen them, there's really very little time left. And so it's not a practical solution for us. We've made that decision, and I would not want in this environment to reconvene the schools, because even though we're making great progress and we're starting to lift the restrictions, we're better off from a health safety standpoint to look at that next year. So it was a helpful conversation in some ways, and you have to keep in mind that there are some states that have not closed their schools for all year. They still have some decisions to make.
Is there, you're talking a lot about private sector stuff. How about the state employees? When are you going to call everybody back in, or end of May?
Very good question. And this is part of phase one. Once we get to phase one, it says, employers are continued to encourage telecommute. And so in phase one, telecommute is still a part of it. And so I take that as applying to state government. But in my last cabinet conversation, I encouraged all the secretaries to start thinking about, what employees do you want to bring back? How do you phase that in as well? And start thinking about how they need to respond to this new phase one opening and lifting of restrictions.
What are you going to do for your own employees?
We're continuing, as you know, here in the state capitol, the governor's office is about the only ones here.
Right. Right.
But we are here in terms of limited staff. I've got a great chief of staff, Allison Williams, who's helping to coordinate their productivity, even though they're working from home or remotely. So we're getting the job done, but nothing beats them being here, and we'll gradually look at bringing them back, but that'll be, you know, happening as we get past May 4th and looking further down the road.
President Trump looking to sign an executive order keeping meat processors open. Any reaction to that?
Well, I'm trying to think that through. I hadn't heard that story, but in terms of our meat processors, they're already an essential business. And so they are open, and even in shelter-in-place states, which Arkansas is not one, they remain open. So the only places it's been closed is when they've had an outbreak or multiple positive tests that are done, and those are really public health decisions. So I don't know that, we'll have to wait and see what he has in mind for the executive order. But we've been blessed in Arkansas that we have over 60 processing plants in Arkansas, and we haven't had to close them for any extended length of time, and they're working very hard to make sure they're healthy for their employees.
It seems like, too, though, like even in Arkansas, there's still some doom and gloom looming from some folks I've talked to, just about the supply is plentiful, but the demand is also great, but it's that middle, the processors themselves, that either can't keep up or are just not keeping up.
Well, John Tyson really said it very well that, if you don't keep the processing plants open, it's not only a repercussion on the shelves of our grocery stores, but there's also the repercussion that our cattle growers, our producers, and our pork producers and our poultry do not have any place to put their live animals to be processed. And so it hurts us on both ends. And so it really shows that they are the critical link in our food supply chain, both from production to processing to in the retail shop. So, I think it was a very important, not alarm, but a reminder of them and how we all need to pitch together, both to support the employees, both from a public health standpoint, in terms of a PPE, as well as just a public understanding that there's a reason we want to keep these open.
How do you feel like we're doing at this point in terms of meeting the criteria to hit the May 4th target date?
Well, again, I'm going to let Dr. Smith comment on that. But yesterday, as we went through it, I felt comfortable that we met the criteria. Now, just because I'm comfortable in technically meeting the criteria does not mean that dictates we open up immediately. I'm still concerned, as Dr. Smith is, about the cases in Arkansas going up, so we're watching that very carefully. We feel comfortable with our testing and our contact testing and tracing that we can do with our hospital capacity. So we're comfortable with all of those measures, but we recognize that if we don't keep the some of the restrictions in place and the guidelines in place, then we could have an outbreak, and that's what we want to avoid. Dr. Smith?
Health Secretary Dr. Nate Smith.
When we're looking at our cases, I think it's important not to get too fixated on day to day, because there are some natural variations. I'm looking more from week to week. We have increased our testing, and so to some extent we may see some increases in case finding through that. Also looking at our hospitalizations, although we have some variation from day to day, we have seen a plateauing off, and hopefully we'll see a decline begin sometime soon. And also looking at our deaths, we still have a relatively few number of new deaths per day. We have one of the lowest deaths per population for COVID-19. So these are all good signs of positive trends. I'm concerned, though, with every case. Is there something that we're missing? We're not seeing new clusters, and we're looking for that carefully. We will be doing more careful analyses of our data and our contact tracing. A specific question that we're going to be answering is how many of these new cases were people we already had as a PUI, a person under investigation? Were they people who we already knew were exposed? Or are they people that we didn't know were exposed? And if we didn't know about them, why didn't we know about them? And these are things that we can answer and use to adjust our protocols for contact tracing and get better at what we're doing. That's a little bit far afield from your question, but I want to make sure that the public understands that we're looking at each of these cases very carefully, and even as we open up, but especially as we open up, we'll be looking carefully at how we can stop the spread, interrupt those chains of transmission.
Most of the cases you're seeing now are associated with other cases that you already knew about, or is it people who that you have no idea how they got it?
We have a combination of both, but we'd like to look at that more systematically.
We have a question, Mike.
Yes, how many inmates deemed eligible for early parole were approved by the board?
In terms of the Board of Corrections, which is the first step of the approval process, in round numbers, I believe it's about 1,500 that they approved, but that is just simply the first step. That will then be screened by the parole board, which might have been what you were referencing, and I do not have where they are in that process. We'll try to get that to you, but I don't have that number.
And are any other prisons other than Cummins and Forest City, are we seeing cases in any of our other state prisons, and are we testing in those prisons?
As need be, we're testing, and we had one positive case in the Esther unit in the last 24 hours. But go ahead.
Health Secretary Nate Smith.
Yes, actually, in that unit, it was a worker who tested positive. We've tested the inmates who were in contact with that worker. They've tested negative. We are working closely with WellPath, which is the medical care provider for the Department of Corrections, and looking for clusters of illness, people who have symptoms. So we're looking for possible cases, but we want to focus our testing where it's going to be most impactful.
Is there one final question remotely? Any other question at the table? I think with that, thank you all very much. Look forward to continuing the conversation tomorrow. Thank you.
And that was Governor Asa Hutchinson in his latest daily briefing on the coronavirus outbreak here in Arkansas. You are listening to 89.1 KYR Little Rock, a listener-supported service of UA Little Rock in partnership with UAMS. Just a brief rundown of what we heard in today's briefing. Yesterday, there were 3,017 total cases of the coronavirus in the state. That is up 94 new cases today to a total of 3,111. Of those 94 new cases of the virus here in Arkansas, 20 of those come from the Cummins Unit State Prison near Pine Bluff, and 74 come from members of the community. The state has also seen two additional deaths since yesterday from COVID-19, bringing the total number of deaths from that disease in the state to 52. We also heard of the 3,111 total cases in the state. Roughly 1,900 of those are considered active. 104 people are hospitalized today, 20 of whom are on a ventilator. Also at the Cummins unit, where there's been one of the largest outbreaks of the coronavirus, certainly the largest in the state's prison system, 860 inmates have tested positive, as well as 51 staff. Over in the federal prison in Forest City, the Federal Correctional Institution, 87 inmates have tested positive there, as well as 12 staff members there. We also heard just moments ago at the end of today's briefing that a worker has tested positive at the Barbara Esther unit. That's another state prison that's actually in Pine Bluff itself. That was a staff member there. Health Secretary Dr. Nate Smith saying that none of the inmates there have tested positive for the coronavirus so far. We heard a little bit of an update on some loosening of restrictions. Of course, tomorrow is the day that Governor Asa Hutchinson is supposed to announce whether or not restaurants will open up in a limited fashion, if their dining rooms would be able to open up if they adhere to strict social distancing protocols. The target date for those to open up is May 4th. Hutchinson will be announcing tomorrow whether they will meet that date, whether restaurants will be allowed to reopen a little bit by May 4th. But we did hear today an update from the governor and from the secretary of the Department of Parks, Heritage, and Tourism, Stacy Hurst, on some loosenings of restrictions regarding state parks. So there has been a ban on overnight camping in state parks for a few weeks now because of the coronavirus outbreak. We heard Governor Hutchinson today say that by Friday, May 1st, this Friday, Arkansas residents will be allowed to camp overnight if they are in self-contained RVs, recreational vehicles. So beginning this Friday, you can, if you are an Arkansas resident, you can camp overnight in your RV. And then on May 15th, visitor centers, park gift shops, retail stores, exhibits, golf, pro shops, museums, things like that, those will be allowed to reopen, but with limited capacity and, of course, social distancing. Also on May 15th, the state park system will start taking reservations for cabins, lodges, and rental RVs. Those will only be available from Friday through Monday. You can only reserve those through the weekend, essentially, to allow for those to be cleaned during the week. And also on May 15th, restaurants at state parks, at all the lodges in numerous state parks across Arkansas, restaurants there will be allowed to open. So some speculation there that maybe because May 15th will be the date that restaurants in state parks will reopen, maybe we could see an announcement tomorrow when Governor Hutchinson is supposed to say whether or not regular restaurants in the rest of the state will be reopening by May 4th. Some speculation there, Governor Hutchinson saying that you'll, of course, just have to wait and see. And again, you are listening to KUAR 89.1. This has been live coverage of the governor's latest daily briefing on the coronavirus outbreak in Arkansas. Again, the total number of people who have ever tested positive for the coronavirus in Arkansas today rose to 3,111. 52 people in total have died from COVID-19 in Arkansas. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again tomorrow with the governor's daily briefing. This is KYR News.